T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Is over. Listen in as we analyze today's Falcons game
on the Falcons Flyover
with Thomas Mott,
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here in the Falcons Flyover, 3 p.m. on the East Coast. We are taking an eye on all the other games that are happening. We'll give you a score update on some of those a little bit later on. It is almost time for phone calls. We have a couple of guys keyed up right now. So if you've not called in, do it right now. 404-741-0929 is the number to go ahead and get in on the conversation, as Dylan will answer the phone. He'll talk to you, and then he'll put you on to talk with me. It's always funny. We always get less phone calls after a Falcons win. You know, it's like, oh, the Falcons lose. We all want to rant and vent. Oh, Falcons win. No, I'm good. I don't need to talk about Matt Ryan today. So hopefully we do get a lot of phone calls, because we have a long show going until about 5 p.m. on the East Coast because of the early start via the game in London. We start with our first phone caller of the day. Who is it, Dylan?
We got Glenn in Athens. Glenn, you're
Glenn,
up.
Glenn, you're up first. Talk to me. What's up, man?
Yes, sir. All right, man. I'm happy with the game, how it turned out today. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm really happy is that we finally utilized Pitts, man. That's something that we haven't been able to do. We didn't use him in red zone situations, third down situations, and it irked me, man. It irked me that we don't have a – I love Matt. I love Matt today. And for him to not be as mobile, this dude is really.
Oh, you're breaking up there.
We didn't. Oh, man. I'm sorry.
No. I think you're back. You're good. Keep going.
Good. But yeah, man. So, like, the whole fact that we're finally utilizing Pitts how we need to, because we drafted somebody. I mean, we drafted them to utilize them and actually use them in the game. I understand that they want to give him time to get into his groove, but I'm saying, like, what are we drafting for if we're not actually going to utilize him? The mismatch that he is with everybody else, man, come on now.
I totally agree.
Yeah. But, like, other than that, man, like, the offense has – I've always been super big on the offense. I've always been a Calvin Ridley fan, but I see Calvin Ridley this year, and I see him, like, he's running his route. You can run the best routes all you want, man. You can run all the best routes you want, but you got to catch the ball. You got to catch the ball. And, like I said, again, I'm not downing Ridley or anything like that, but he needs to tighten up.
And, I agree.
And, like the other day, a buddy asked me, he was like, so who's your favorite Falcons player this year? And, like, I would just say a name, but this, like, I had to think about it, honestly, man, because everybody kept pissing me off. But the one person that didn't piss me off is Grady Jarrett. Grady Jarrett is the man. I will praise him until the day I die, too. But, yeah, man, like I said, I'm happy with the game, but like I said, they definitely could use a whole lot more tightened up, man. That was legit. Come on, now.
I agree. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call there. I want to focus in on your first big point. We'll get some more phone calls here in just a second. Utilizing Kyle Pitts. It really felt like the first couple of weeks, they really didn't want to try to find him. Like, they weren't really making it a point to find Kyle Pitts, especially in that Eagle game where he was out on the majority of red zone possessions, red zone plays. And you go, what are you doing? Like, you got to at least get out there and keep him in the ballgame as, if anything, a decoy, because I know he's a rookie, but still, goodness gracious. Then week two, you know, a couple more targets, kind of flash of what he could do a little bit. And then finally, here in week five, they made it a point time and time again, not only in the red zone, he took a passing touchdown on that, was it a little skinny post route or flag route, whatever it's called, but being able to target him time and time again, that deep ball to Kyle Pitts, absolutely fantastic. We all wondered if we were going to see the greatest rookie tight end of all time. Because if you go back in history, the great tight ends weren't great their rookie year. We talked about this. Gronk wasn't that great. Kelsey wasn't that great. You know, even some of the greater tight ends that we've seen in an Falcons uniform, Tony Gonzalez, wasn't great his rookie year. This tight end might actually start to be great, as we saw what he did today. He keeps giving you 9 catches for 119 yards and a touchdown. It is going to be one of the greatest rookie tight end performances we've seen in NFL history because, again, rookie tight ends don't really perform. Now, this is the first big week. He's got to back this up. And having a bye week kind of stinks for him because he's just getting rolling. And then, of course, you know, you got to take 2 weeks off and then try again. So hopefully he's going to be able to do this against the Dolphins. But just great to see overall. Very exciting. Can't wait to see what Kyle Pitts does going forward. All right, next phone caller, 404-741-0929. Who's up next?
Next, we have our guy, David, calling from Tucker. David is up.
David and Tucker. Well, what's up, David?
Hey, you may want to look this up, but I think it's been years since Matt Ryan did not find himself being sacked during a game, win or lose. So that's a pretty remarkable achievement today. I was looking at the defense. I think if Davis, the defensive tackle, stay healthy, the Falcons are actually in pretty good shape defensive tackle-wise. But I'm starting to think that all of their defensive ends are pretty much rotational players. There's no one that you can put down as a blue-chip player. And with all the starters in defense, there are probably about six positions that you don't feel that good about this year, but you can't really do anything about it because, you know, you can't pick up people during the season that are going to be bona fide first-grade players. You just have to live with it and try to scheme and make the adjustments. They had so many missing people in the defensive backfield that I was amazed they did as well as they did. And the reason I thought the Jets would win is the defensive ends don't contain running quarterbacks well, and the Jets quarterback has been running a bit, but he only ran for once for 3 yards this time. I'm surprised they didn't just have him sprint out and look downfield, and if no one's there, just tuck it and run.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, and I agree. They are going to have to draft a defensive end next year, and you would like them to be in a spot where they can take one in the first round. That way, don't take a quarterback. I mean, they probably will need to take a quarterback at some point, but a pass rusher is definitely necessary. They've been a lot better than they have in the past in terms of pass rushing. I mean, seriously, like thinking about what they've been the past 2 years, have been a lot better getting after the passer. And I think you got to give credit to Dante Fowler, as he was still not fantastic today. You know, he didn't register a sack, but he's been a lot better than we expected going into this season based on what we saw last year. But I do think that overall, what we're working with this defense, we're getting just about what we would expect out of it, right? 20 points today from the Jets. 34 last week was definitely an issue. I mean, that's not going to cut it. But I think Dean Pease is trying to go ahead and work with what he has. You mentioned the offensive line. The offensive line is something that we like to rip whenever they're bad and then be very quiet whenever they're good. And I try to give them credit. I hadn't done it through the first hour of the show. You're 100% right. I mean, zero sacks of Matt Ryan today. Now, the Jets aren't anything special, but the best part of the Jets is their front four. It's their pass rusher. I mean, Quinnen Williams is a very good player. I think overall they are a decent front four, maybe even a little bit better than our front four in the NFL. But I think as you look at what the Falcons were able to do today, you can't mention Matt Ryan without mentioning him not being sacked, because that is very impressive and just a good thing overall for the Falcons just to see happen. Jalen Mayfield's playing a lot better. And Caleb McGarry is playing a lot better as well. We were wondering how long it would take for these guys to start to get comfortable. They've settled in now and have played back-to-back weekends where Matt Ryan was sacked 3 times last week, but a lot of them were kind of covered sacks. They've been playing better offensively, especially on the offensive line. That's huge for the Atlanta Falcons. Okay, let's move over to our next phone call. We got another one lined up here, Dylan.
Yes, sir. We got Chris in Riverdale. He's up next, Chris.
Chris, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
Doing good, doing good. Happy the Falcons won.
Oh, absolutely. I hope this game and this season is the season that teaches the Falcons how to draft. It's got to be with the front, with the trenches. If we keep the trenches going the way that they need to go, Matt Ryan showed you today what he does when he's protected. And it kind of reminds me of the year Julio was out, I want to say, with a broken foot in 2012 or 13. Matt Ryan can hit anybody if you protect them. And I hope that lets us know when we move forward that we don't have to necessarily draft a top-notch receiver or pay them a lot. Invest all our money in the trenches, and then we'll be all right.
I totally agree. I totally agree with that. I appreciate the phone call there. Man, I don't know. I'm just pumped today. Like, it's fun to get a win. I know it's the Jets, and we're going to have probably a lot of people who are normally the negative Nancy Falcon fans who aren't going to call in today. And if they do, it'll be, oh, I miss them. We're the Jets. They gave me that great. I don't care if it's the Jets. They were able to get a win today. They're 2-3. They have a chance to get to 500 for the first time in what, years? When was the last time that they actually had a game where they were, could win in 2 weeks against the Dolphins where they could get to 500? I can't even remember a time that that's happened. It hadn't happened since I moved to Atlanta 2.5 years ago. Oh, man, I'm pumped. I think we throw in it. Yeah, let's do one more call here, and then we'll take a break. Who's up next?
All right, next we got James in Gainesville. James, you're up.
James in Gainesville. James, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to call and say I'm glad, you know, Atlanta won, but I think they still got stuff they've got to clean up because they had, you know, two fumbles and they let the Jets come back and score twice in the fourth quarter, you know. And, you know, and I just wanted to say that, you know, they got to play better ball if they want to beat some of these better teams, you know. I mean, the Jets are 1-3 because they got a rookie quarterback and they got a lot of problems. You know, Atlanta should be playing better than the Jets are, you know.
I agree.
And so, You gotta, you know, and the other thing I wanted to mention too was that, you know, you gotta respect your opponent because last week they didn't respect Taylor Heineken, you know, and he come back and beat us, you know, and we're not playing good fundamental ball sometimes because like in the last 3 minutes of that game we should have burned the clock and we didn't, you know, we get the ball back to them and it's, I mean, you can't make those kind of mistakes against some of these better teams like Carolina, you know, because they'll make you pay for it if you do, you know, so. I mean, they got to amp for a play up, you know, to get out there and play better ball. It isn't about, you know, being 500 and winning another game. It's about going out there and getting tightened up and playing against, better against some of these teams because you can't get by with some of the stuff you're getting by with the Jets and the Giants, you know.
I agree. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call there up there in Gainesville. You know, I'm not a big early bye week guy. Like, I'd much rather have a bye week 13, week 12, maybe even week 14, because normally, right, you make it a playoff push, you get banged up towards the latter part of the year. And so it's a good break for the guys in the double-digit schedule category in terms of, you know, game 11, game 12, game 13. That's when I like the bye to happen. I think I kind of like the Falcons bye happening early this year because they're a young football team in terms of, especially defensively, but a young coached team as well. I think Arthur Smith's going to have 2 weeks off, same with Dean Pease, to really go through the first 5 weeks of the season and figure out what's worked because they've had plenty of drives that have worked and figure out what hasn't worked because they've had plenty of drives that haven't worked. And so I think this comes at just the right time. Plus, Russell Gage, most likely going to be back and good to go here in 2 weeks with the ankle injury. And then you pair that up with Calvin Ridley coming back. They're going to be a full-strength Falcon team ready to go on this, what, seven-game stretch against two good teams out of the seven, maybe one good team out of the seven. Either way, I think the bye's coming at a good time, even though I'm not normally a big early bye guy. Yes, the Falcons have a lot of things they need to improve on. But what did you see today? You saw them find Kyle Pitts, find Hayden Hurst, protect Matt Ryan, and then, like we just mentioned, in the fourth quarter, when you needed to score a touchdown to ice the game away, they were unable to do it last week. They were able to do it this week. A massive, massive drive there late in the fourth quarter to essentially ice the game away. A good job by the Falcons. That was a 9-play, 75-yard scoring drive that started their own 25. Not bad, right? Not bad at all. Okay, quick break. We'll come back. Keep calling in. Want to hear from you. 404-741-0929. Now we'll keep the conversation going. We're outside of this break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Game is over.
Wow, this game is over.
We're doing a complete breakdown of today's game with Falcons Flyover with Thomas Mott.
Our Falcons play here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back inside our Mobile Kia studios here. Thomas Mott, Dylan Matthews on the Falcons Flyover. We're going until 5 p.m. on the East Coast, where we'll hand it off to Nick Cale. He'll take you all up to 7:30, where it will then become Sunday Night Football. Great Sunday Night Football matchup, by the way, as it is the Bills on the road against the Kansas City Chiefs. A couple of score check-ins here as the late games are getting close to the fourth quarter. Packers and Bengals has been really, really good so far, as the Packers are leading that one 19-14, but Joe Burrow has found Ja'Marr Chase yet again. Ja'Marr Chase, 5 touchdowns, 1 in every single game so far this year. The Vikings are in the fourth quarter against the Lions. They're up 13-6 as Kirk Cousins has 205 yards, a touchdown on that one. Maybe the upset of the day, the Denver Broncos on the road in Pittsburgh. They're getting absolutely waxed by the Steelers offense that's been very bad this year. Steelers 24, Denver 6. The Dolphins are getting waxed by Tom Brady. He has 3 passing touchdowns. That's 31-17 as they have started the fourth quarter. Saints are up 7, but Washington is driving right now. It's 20-13 as the football team is inside the Saint 19-yard line is where it's looking like it's at right now. The Panthers are up 15-6 on Philadelphia. 3 turnovers today for the Eagles, but 2 interceptions of Sam Darnold. And so that's been a defensive struggle. The Panthers just punted. That one looked like it was a punt. It was a 4-yard punt, actually. It's up on my red zone channel right now. Eagles get the football back, but the Eagle offense is stalling big time. They're down 15-6. Tennessee is rolling the Jaguars. That one is 31-19 as Ryan Tannehill has 1 passing touchdown, 2 rushing touchdowns by Derrick Henry. And the Patriots are losing in the fourth quarter, 22-15 to the Houston Texans. When was the last weekend that Nick Saban, Bill Belichick, and Urban Meyer all lost? This could be it, because right now, again, Saban lost yesterday. Belichick is down by 7 to the Texans. And then, of course, Urban Meyer is losing with his Jaguars to the Tennessee Titans. All right, we need to go back out to the waitfor.com hotline. We need you guys to call in 404-741-0929. Talk about our Falcons. How good are we feeling going into the bye week? We'll throw on the next caller.
All right, next we have Hassan from Covington.
Hassan and Covington, how good are you feeling right now sitting at 2-3?
What's going on, guys? I feel really good. You know, guys, we could easily be 3-1, you know. But the thing we got to do is we got to control these turnovers that we keep having, okay? These turnovers are going to hurt us down the line when we start playing these good teams that know how to hold on to the ball. All right, thank you.
Listen, I appreciate that phone call, and I totally agree. Turnovers have been an issue for the Falcons. It was Matt Ryan throwing picks the first couple of weeks. That went away, and now it's fumbles, and it's fumbles in inopportune times. And this time today was down in the red zone. Hayden Hurst had one of them, and then Mike Davis had another one. Thankfully, we won the football game, but this could have very easily been a much bigger victory than what it actually was. Now, you do mention the Falcons could have been 3-1. You're not wrong. And I hate doing the whole could have thing, but it's true, right? Now, I think technically 3-2 is probably more likely what they should have been. They should be on a three-game winning streak because they beat the Giants 17-14. They should have beaten Washington 2 weeks ago, and then they beat the Jets today. That should be their three wins. The Buccaneers, I know it was 28-25, a couple of pick sixes. I don't really count that as a should-have-won football game, more of a collapse in the third and fourth quarter, and there was no chance to beat the Eagles week one, even though the Eagles are trash now, but still, they were really good there the first game of the year. And so I do think that it could be 3-2, but again, 2-3 is way better than what a lot of us thought that they would be at. I mean, genuinely, after the first 2 weeks, do you really think 2-3? Like, deep, deep down, did you think 2-3? I didn't. I was like, man, can they even beat the Giants? I mean, Washington's a really good defense. Like, obviously, the Jets, maybe they're having things figured out by then. Thankfully, I was wrong. They won two of their last three. But I'm feeling pretty good, and I want to know what you guys think. How good are you feeling going forward here into the bye week and beyond? Call in right now, 404-741-0929. Do we have another caller lined up? We got to wait for somebody. No. Okay, we're going to wait for somebody to go ahead and call in. I feel good. I think that if you get to 500, and that means you're 60 games into the season at 3-3, anything's possible. Now, you could possibly lose, you know, to the Panthers and the Saints, and then you'd be sitting there at 3-5, and we'd be talking about how maybe, just maybe, they're not going to have a chance at a postseason run. But I do feel like the rest of the NFC is kind of top-heavy. Like I feel like the NFC has a couple of good football teams, and that's basically it. There are everyone else who's mediocre, like a team like the Saints or the Washington football team, aren't that great. I think this is a top-heavy NFC to where you might be able to get to 8 or 9 wins and have a chance at potentially sneaking as a 7th seed. Now, that's very far in the future. I know we don't like to get too excited about, you know, going crazy in terms of, you know, postseason or not, but I do think that this team is in a very good spot, a lot better than it could have been had they, of course, lost this football game, because then we'd be sitting there at 1-4, and obviously 1-4, we'd be talking a lot more about draft picks than we are going to actually talk about today, because they are sitting currently at 2-3. 404-741-0929 is the number to get in on the conversation. Also, tweet us on my Twitter account, at RealThomasMott is the place to go ahead and find me on Twitter. You can also go ahead and tweet the station, at 929 The Game, as a lot of people are tweeting in right now, giving their thoughts on what happened in this big win. I got a tweet, or I actually have a DM here on my Twitter account, at RealThomasMott, saying, man, no one wants to give Matt Ryan credit. I'm trying to give Matt Ryan credit. I'm trying to see who that was from. I think it was AJ Dog was his name. I'm trying to give Matt Ryan credit. No one wants to give him credit, because whenever he does play well, we just kind of go, oh, well, he's expected to do that. He's Matt Ryan. But when he plays badly, we will go 2 straight hours wall-to-wall calls saying they should have drafted Justin Fields, or, you know, Matt Ryan is washed. A day like today, I know we're not going to get a lot of people calling in about the greatness of Matt Ryan. He hasn't been just great today. He's been great each of the last 3 weeks. I mean, the numbers for Matt Ryan each of the last 3 weeks are almost mind-boggling. He has had 8 touchdowns and no interceptions through the past 3 games. And really, it should be 3 straight wins. That's 2-1, but it should be 3 straight wins. We have got to give credit where credit is due with Matt Ryan. He's been really, really good. Dylan, it's not surprising, but it is funny how it works. When Matt Ryan plays really, really well, phone lines are like, eh, not a lot to complain about today, but there hasn't been anything to complain about with Matt Ryan. He was fantastic yet again.
Yeah, some of these Falcon fans, I think, are starting to get used to wanting to complain about the Falcons, and they don't really have anything to say when all is well. We do got a couple callers in here I'm going to take in just a second. But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny. Some of these Falcon fans are looking a little funny in the light, not the ones that are calling in now, but the ones that aren't calling in, they usually would be. So, I mean, hey, cat got your tongue, like, what's up? But we're going to see.
Sorry, I'm going to interrupt there. If you look around to the rest of the National Football League, and you look at some of the older quarterbacks, like take a Big Ben Roethlisberger, for instance. Big Ben and Matt Ryan are very similar in age. Big Ben looks shot. Like, Big Ben is winning today. Yes, the Steelers are playing a lot better football today, and they're probably going to get their second win because they're beating up on the Denver Broncos. Well, the Broncos are in the red zone right now trying to score. But compare Big Ben to Matt Ryan this season. Matt Ryan looks like he has 2 or 3 years left. Now, does he? I don't know. I mean, it's still early. You're only 5 games into the season. But Matt Ryan still looks like he's playing at an elite level. A guy like Big Ben, it's not even close. And honestly, if we are being genuinely honest, you want Matt Ryan to have a good year. Regardless of how great the Falcons are from a record standpoint, you want him to have a good year, and you want him to be the starting quarterback next year. Here's why. If you have a good enough year or if, let's say, Matt Ryan has a good enough year this season, to where the Falcons don't feel like they have to immediately get a quarterback in the first round, you can then spend that on a pass rusher. Now, the Falcons should draft a quarterback next year, 100%. And they will. Second round, third round, fourth round, whatever it is. The heir apparent is not in the building. I don't think it's Felipe Franks. But if Matt Ryan, plays really well, you then don't have to waste a first-round draft pick on a quarterback. You can spend it on a defensive end, another cornerback, maybe a linebacker, something on the defensive side of the football, which makes this team better in the future going forward. Yes, they're going to draft a quarterback at some point next year. But the way Matt Ryan's playing right now, he might push that back into the later rounds and get a developmental guy versus need to go take somebody in the first round in what is going to be, in my opinion, a pretty weak overall draft for the NFL quarterback position. More phone calls right now, 404-741-0929. Who's up next? Hello? Do we have anybody?
Yes, we do. Sorry, I was just putting somebody on hold.
It's all good. I thought dropped my connection. I was like, wait a second.
No, you're good. All right, first up is Winston in Atlanta.
Winston, you're up, man. Talk to me.
Hey, so, yeah, I just want to talk about, you know, the Falcons and everything and how much they suck. Go Panthers.
Okay, wow. Yeah, that was a great phone call there. You know that your Panthers – make sure we drop him, by the way. You know your Panthers are barely beating the trash Philadelphia Eagles right now? The Eagles just scored. It's 15-13. This vaunted 3-1 Panther team has played absolutely nobody. You want to really go into the Carolina Panthers right now? The Carolina Panthers are the worst 3-1 football team in the entire NFL. Carolina has beaten the Jets, the Saints, the Texans, and then got obliterated by a decent football team, the Dallas Cowboys, last week. And guess what? They are only up 2 against an Eagle team right now that's turned the ball over 3 times. So, I mean, listen, I know, you know, you want to call in, have some fun there. Go Panthers, whatever. Your Panthers aren't that great, dude. And even if you think a 3-1 Panther team might be better than the Falcons right now, this is not a 3-1 Panther team that's going to be competitive in the postseason in the NFC. They're going to get waxed by anyone in the NFC South. And honestly, the Patriots will take them to the woodshed here a little bit later on this year. So don't pat your Panthers on the back yet, because they might lose to Philadelphia and be 3-2 and then have lost to 2 straight NFC East teams. All right, give me a Falcon fan on the phone line. Get that guy out of here. Falcon fan up next. Who we got?
That was not very nice, Winston Jr. Jim from McDonough is next.
Jim, what's up, Jim? Jim, are you there? I need you. I really need a Falcon fan.
Yes, I'm here.
There you go. What's up, Jim?
I'm here.
Talk to me.
First of all, you asked a question before going to break a while back. When was the last time the Falcons had a chance to be at 500? Well, last week.
Okay, well, that's a good point. Yeah. So maybe, I mean, yep. Hey, that's fair. Go ahead.
Okay, that's fair. Now, secondly, and you're giving the Falcons a hard time for not using Pitt in the tight end spot. Well, anybody that knows anything at all about the game, the tight end spot is the second hardest position to learn next to the quarterback. You got a guy coming in that's really a flex position. He's learning wide receiver. He's learning tight end. He's learning everything. He's got to learn how to get distance away from receivers or defensive backs. He's going to be a great one. But tight ends are never great when they start out. You mentioned it yourself, all those great tight ends. Never did it really have a good rookie season. Pitt's going to have one. Mark that down. And all of your dadgum Matt Ryan haters, even in today's game, second fastest player to 5,000 yards, eighth on the all-time completion yardage list. Matt Ryan's going to be a Hall of Famer. And all these people that hate him, they don't know what they're thinking about. That's my position. Atlanta Falcons will be good. I feel good about them right now. They're going to give us a better season than we had last year. And next year, we could be back in the playoff hunt.
There you go. I like that call. A little fired up. Maybe a little fired up at me. That's fine. Call me out a little bit. I did forget last week. I will admit this. I did forget that last week, technically, they could have won to go back to 500. But on a glass half full side of things, at least they now have back-to-back weeks to get back to 500 for the first time in a long time, right? And I agree with the whole Matt Ryan stuff. Now, the Kyle Pitts thing is interesting. And I do think that I am correct on this in terms of saying that they did not utilize him correctly early on. I know it's a hard thing to learn, and it takes a while for him to figure it out. But Kyle Pitts is a completely different animal coming out of Florida his rookie year than any other rookie tight end. The expectation was sky high to the point that you had to at least show us you were going to utilize him and scheme some plays for him early on. They didn't do that. Now they're starting to do that, and you're seeing what he's able to do. So pair that with him no longer being a just a young rookie. He's still a rookie, but not a, you know, game one, game two rookie. As he gets further along the season, I think I agree. We're going to see some big numbers from him. 119 yards and a touchdown today, 9 catches. Unbelievable stuff there from Kyle Pitts. Now, hopefully we keep the rest of the NFC South fans off of the phone lines. I know that Dylan's doing the best job he can, because a lot of times, here's the deal, people call into Dylan and say, yeah, we'll talk about the Falcons. And then he puts them on the air, and then they completely lie, and they go on to the Panthers. So we're not going to get that again, but it's just funny that that happens here, as the Carolina Panthers are only up 2. We keep mentioning that against the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to play some audio. We're going to take some more phone calls. We're hearing from Matt Ryan. We're hearing from Kyle Pitts and Arthur Smith falling up in their big win, as they got the W on the, not the road, technically on the road in London, 27-20. Keep the phone calls coming, 404-741-0929. We'll go to break. Come back in 6 minutes. Sports Radio, 910 of the Game.
Now more of the Falcons Flyover.
A complete recap of today's game.
With Thomas Mott, our Falcons play here.
The Falcons Flyover is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here at the Falcons Flyover. We feeling good, Falcon fans? I think we are. I think the majority of callers today have been positive. How about that? The Falcons have won a football game. They've gotten to 2 wins on the year and sit at 2-3 after a 27-20 win over the New York Jets. Couple of negative calls. That's okay. The Falcons aren't perfect. Right? They have some, they definitely still have some issues. But the big knock on them last week was the Dean Pease defense got shredded today. The Dean Pease defense played a lot better. Offense could have scored 35 or more. A couple of fumbles there. Got to clean that up. But overall, a good day by our Atlanta Falcons. Just a good day to have a win. What a beautiful day here in the ATL to pair it up alongside. We got a full stack of phone calls right now. We're going until 5. So an hour and 20 minutes. You just want to keep calling in. Keep doing it. 404-741-0929. Let's take our next caller, though, Dylan. Who's up?
All right. Next up, we got Jeff in Woodstock.
Jeff in Woodstock. Talk to me. Jeff, what's up?
How's it going, Thomas? We got to string these calls, get these Panther fans out of here.
Goodness gracious. I know. I know.
Yeah, but I told you time and again, man. Matt Ryan, he's poised in the pocket, even with pressure in his face. He's going to win us some games.
Jeff, are you feeling... are you feeling really good about the Falcons right now? Are you feeling mediocre about the Falcons right now? I know you're a Falcons fan, right? I appreciate the phone call in here. But sitting at 2-3, going into the bye week, are you feeling way better than you expected at this point? Or is this kind of where you thought the Falcons would be?
That's kind of where I thought they would be. The defense needs to clean things up. Too many holes in the defense. And offense, I mean, when you got your two best receivers out and you can still pull out a win, that's not a bad day.
Not a bad day at all. Listen, Jeff, I appreciate the phone call there. We'll see you at work on
Monday. Man. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, right. I work with Jeff, so I recognize that voice. I always wondered when Jeff was going to call in. Jeff's a true Falcon fan, though. Jeff is a ride-or-die Falcon fan. He'll criticize them, but he's a Matt Ryan guy. I actually ran into Matt Ryan when I was with Jeff 2 weeks ago. So Jeff and I said hi to Matt Ryan. I think it was Jeff. It might have been somebody else at work. Either way, Jeff's a ride-or-die Matt Ryan fan, and I think that a game like today shows exactly why, right? We can criticize Matt Ryan all we want, and guess what? A lot of people do, and rightfully so, because there are a lot of times that Matt Ryan, maybe not a lot, but there are times that Matt Ryan makes some dumb plays, throws bad interceptions, and you know, we go back to the Super Bowl, which is always so tiring to do so, but a lot of people like to do that. Matt Ryan, though, at the age that he is at, without his top two receivers, I know it's the Jets, I know, but without his top two receivers today, oh, well, he only had, wait for it here, 342 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks, and a quarterback rating of 109.7. Really good. Oh, in the past 3 weeks, again, 8 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Matt Ryan is playing at a playoff level. I think this Falcon offense, once it gets their top two receivers back, can be a playoff offense. Now, can the defense take care of their side of the bargain? I don't know, right? The defense has been very up and down so far this year. They've been more down than up. They've had 2 good games and 3 really bad games. The Giants game was good. Today was good. The Eagles was bad. The Bucs was really bad. The Washington football team, very bad, right? So they're 2-3 when it comes to playing good defense. But if they can just get to the mediocre level, I think that they're right there too. You know, mediocre level in the National Football League. This offense, if it keeps trending up, can score 30 a game. I mean, they scored 27 today, but really should have been at least 30 because they were in field goal range both times when he had the 2 fumbles. The offense is ready to rock. I think that Arthur Smith has settled down and figured things out. The offensive line, credit to them, playing way better than we ever would have thought they would have played after the first 2 weeks where they were just getting absolutely obliterated. They're playing a lot better. If the defense can trend upward and play like they did today and against the Giants going forward, albeit against bad football teams, Panthers offense not that great, Saints offense, not that great. Patriot offense, not that great. Jaguar offense, not that great, right? Those are all easy games you're coming up here. If you can hold them to 20 or less, this team can keep winning football games. And I feel good. Jeff feels good. I love it. Let's go back out to the phone lines right now. 404-741-0929. Give me another caller.
J-Mav from Stone Mountain is up
J-Mav
next.
J-Mav in Stone Mountain. What's up, J-Mav?
Hey, this is J-Mav. Look, it's a lot of things I want to say, but I'm just going to stick with the Matt Ryan issue.
Okay.
It's not when we complain about, and I'm a diehard Falcons fan. I love my Falcons. I'm a season ticket holder. I got all of that. I put my money where my mouth is.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to Matt Ryan, we're not saying that Matt Ryan is not a good quarterback. He is a good quarterback, but we don't want a good quarterback. We want a great quarterback. We want a quarterback that has heart and not just a desire to win, but a heart to win. Matt's statistics speaks for itself, but we need championship, and we need a quarterback that's going to lead us to a championship. I personally don't believe that Matt Ryan will lead the Falcons to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem with that argument then is what's the solution then? Drafting a quarterback? Because if you draft a quarterback, then we're talking about – and now I think that they should next year and let them learn underneath Matt Ryan, but if everyone wanted to draft a quarterback this year – and it would have been, I mean, they would not have two wins so far this year if they had Justin Fields starting right now. Now, I wish they would have drafted somebody in the second or third round to let them sit behind Matt Ryan. But Matt Ryan right now, and probably going forward in the future, gives you the best chance to win. Even if you had a great quarterback on this team right now, the defense still isn't good enough for them to win a Super Bowl, right?
But, well, see, my thing is, when it comes to Matt Ryan, I just want to stick with Matt Ryan.
Okay.
If we were to have drafted or gotten a quarterback, a backup quarterback, that would challenge Matt Ryan for his position, that would push Matt Ryan to a different level. Matt Ryan is comfortable because he knows there's no one to take his place.
Yeah, but he still has 8 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. How much more uncomfortable can you actually make him, right?
I'm not saying that statistically he is a good quarterback. I'm not denying that. But we want him to go to the next level of being a great quarterback. I'm not denying that Matt Ryan has great statistics. He does. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. But I don't give a dang about a Hall of Fame. I want a Super Bowl here in Atlanta.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Listen, I agree. And I appreciate the phone call there, at least from wanting a Super Bowl overall. I do think that going forward, you can draft somebody. And hang on. Dylan, let me ask this question really quickly. I don't know if I buy this idea that Matt Ryan is too comfortable being the starting quarterback and needs somebody to push him in order for him to be really good. I don't know if I buy that. That makes it sound like Matt Ryan just goes through the motions each week, doesn't really care whether they win or lose, just tries to collect his paycheck. And that's not the Matt Ryan that I see play week in and week out.
Bro, talking about J-Man, I mean, like I said, appreciate the phone call. But what more do you want this man to do? I don't get it. Like, what more do you want him to do? He can't do everything. Do you want him to throw the ball, run down the field, catch it himself, and hand the ball off to himself? It can't just be Matt Ryan. I want... For all the Matt Ryan haters out there, what more do you want this man to do? We talked about it. The last, 2 games, 8 interceptions, 0 touchdowns, almost 1,000 yards passing. What more do you want? Like, they're like that girl that you might talk to, or if you got a significant other out there, when you ask them if they're hungry, and they're like, yeah, and they're like, what do you want to eat? And they're like, I don't know. Like, what do you want to eat? And then you like say, how about this? And they're like, no. Like, what more do you want? I just don't understand. Like, he can't do everything out there. Football is the greatest team sport. Matt Ryan is not comfortable. He works his butt off every day, and he's probably one of the hardest, if not the hardest worker out there. What more do you want?
I think, too, that we also forget that even the great quarterbacks in the league only go to, like, 1 or 2 Super Bowls throughout their entire career. Aaron Rodgers, who everybody in Atlanta would take over Matt Ryan right now. Everybody would take – I mean, straight up, right? We'd all take Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has been to 1 Super Bowl, right? Does that mean Aaron Rodgers isn't working hard enough to go to the Super Bowl, right? Peyton Manning had only gone to 1 his entire career until the very end when his defense carried him on their backs all the way to a Super Bowl championship against Cam Newton. Like seriously, it's not like we literally every quarterback that comes into the league, if they're quote-unquote great, goes to 5 Super Bowls. And I hate the fact we're talking about Matt Ryan at Super Bowls right now, but it just gets a little annoying. It's like, well, you know, we need a Super Bowl, Thomas. We want someone who can. Okay, how many active quarterbacks in the league right now have been to multiple Super Bowls in their career? I'm trying to think. Brady, yeah. Big Ben, yes. Russell Wilson. Did I miss one? You're probably sitting in your car saying the other one. I can't think of another one right now.
Just Mahomes.
Mahomes, too. There you go. For four. Four out of the 32. Unless there's another one. If there is, it'll be five. But I think four overall have been to, quote unquote, multiple Super Bowls. Matt Ryan's been to one. That's about all you ever really get out of a good to great quarterback. Yes, we obviously want more. But the whole point of that last caller was saying that Matt Ryan is not uncomfortable enough. He's not being pushed by a backup quarterback. Therefore, he's not playing great. I sell that. I think Matt Ryan's been the best player on this football team so far this season. They've had issues at multiple spots, whether it was offensive line early, whether it was play calling early, whether it was defense the past couple of weeks. Matt Ryan, though, the past three has not been an issue. I hate people saying that that is a problem for the Falcons going forward. All right, let's get another phone call. We'll squeeze one in here, and then we'll take a break. Who's up next?
All right, Mark in Kennesaw is going to close out this segment.
Mark, what's up, Mark?
Absolutely. First and foremost, I like all those points y'all just made. When people get on here talking about great quarterback, Matt Ryan is a great quarterback. Watched him from the day he hit the field for the Falcons all the way through. And no quarterback's perfect. The mobile quarterback, immobile quarterback stat has been proven to be whatever side you want to argue, it can be made. So bump that to all the haters out there for Matt Ryan. Protection stepped up today. Almost every time in the trenches, the offensive line held their own. That is always going to make a difference. Number two, protection. The back stepped up two or three specific plays, especially a touchdown to protect Matt, and he threw for six. So, protection's there. And with or without protection, Matt Ryan is crushing stats. So that means Matt Ryan effectively is sometimes blocking for himself and running for himself and catching for himself because he's making stuff happen without the players always around him to create the result.
I totally agree.
Two, deep. Yeah, thank you. Defense is stepping up. The defense effectively was dismantled and reassembled, I feel. And so, you know, we got this Dean Pease person. Didn't he sit out last season? I think the NFL changes so fast, so much, that you do have to adjust to what you thought worked 2 years ago may not work this year. And he's making adjustments for the brand-new players he's seeing for the first time. I love watching the Falcons win or lose. How do I feel about them at 2-3? Of course, any fan is going to be disappointed, but I think the potential is there for the trend up for a winning season, not just a 500 season, but a winning season. I believe any given Sunday, you leave it on the field and you can come away with a win. And I think the Falcons have enough tools to make the playoffs hands down.
That was well said. That was one of the better phone calls we've had today. I totally agree with everything that you just said. I appreciate the call there. Mike Davis, and you mentioned him, blocking today was really good. I think this was overall Mike Davis's best day as a Falcon. I don't think he's been as great as some people thought he would be. And I always was kind of like, is he truly a number one? I think him and Patterson together make a good 1-2 punch. But even though he only had 53 yards, 13 carries, the rushing touchdown, the blocking, take away that fumble. And this is easily the best day that Mike Davis has had in a Falcon uniform. In fact, the Falcons rushed for over 100 yards today. I mean, 29 carries, 109 yards. We don't see that. That does not happen the past couple of seasons for the Atlanta Falcons. They figured something out rushing the ball. And as you mentioned, credit the offensive line for creating holes in the running game, but also being to create a lot of protection in the passing game. It goes a long way when Matt Ryan is not sacked at all, as he, again, was not sacked at all today, which is very, very impressive. We can squeeze in another phone call, I think. Let's squeeze in one more quick one. You got about 30 seconds. Who's up next?
Robert from Peachtree City.
Robert, make it 30 to 90 seconds here. Give me your thoughts.
How you doing, sir? Rise up. I just want to say these Falcon fans are the worst. I mean, I went to the game against Washington. It was half in a half full.
Yeah.
People just booing, leaving early. I'm a true fan for 40 years. I love Matt Ryan. I think the Falcons are going to be great. Of course, I'm going to be 3-2. But, you know, it's a work in progress. Arthur Smith's doing a great job. I love Dean Pease. And we're going to be all right. And people just leave Matt Ryan alone and give him a chance. And go Falcons. And Rise, I love your show.
There you go. I do wonder, truly, where the Falcons would be and where the Falcon fans would be had they beaten Washington. Had they not blown it in the fourth quarter? Had they gotten a first down when they needed to? They'd be sitting 3-2 here. A lot of positive people. Now they're 2-3 still. Chance to get to 500 coming up here in 2 weeks with the bye week. We got another 45, an hour to go. We're going to keep the conversation going. If you're on the phone line, stay put. We're going to get to you. Call back in 404-741-0929. Falcon Flabber rolls on into the 4 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 9 to the game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.